So, which terminal?
B, I think. That's what Durga said.
Okay.
Thanks again for the lift.
No problem. I have to go into work anyway.
How's your chest?
It's not bad.
I meant your lung.
I know what you meant.
You know, I could ask how you seem to have healed, like, supernaturally fast.
But then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, I figured.
So what about you? What's next?
I'm going to be a doctor. Not the researching kind, the regular kind.
You can be my medic anytime.
Thanks.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you something about Yasmin.
Yes?
When I was six, I was like a regular kid. I collected action figures. I played Hyperforce when my dad said I should be reading. I was really good at hopscotch.
Why are you telling me this?
And then came all the Spartan training, the drills and the fighting and the PQI.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you don't have to die inside.
Damn.
I mean, some people do. Some people get where they see the whole world through a scope and sights, but mostly people still turn out all right.
Okay.
Even after everything.
You're talking about Yasmin.
She didn't turn into a monster, Kamal. She just grew up.
You think?
She did what she had to do to survive. But a part of her never changed. Part of her was always that sweet kid.
Sweet. You wouldn't call Yasmin sweet, exactly. But she didn't deserve what happened.
No, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you can bear. My dad said that.
Do you miss him?
Yeah. All the time. But I can bear it.
First Yasmin, then Coral fell. For a long time, all I could think about was the people I couldn't save.
Yeah. You got a pill for that?
No.
Damn.
I think all you can do is go on, because that's what they would want.
I know, but
all you can do is go on and save the ones you can.
Yeah.
Save the ones you can.
Well, Terminal B, have a good flight.
Thanks.
Hey, listen, if you find that pill...
Meantime, watch your sleep,
yeah.
Drink plenty of clear liquids, and twice a day...
Yeah?
Try to forgive yourself. That isn't helping in 6 months. Give me a call.
Yeah, okay. Look, you're gonna miss your flight. Hey.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Just think. In a few more months, you'll turn 18. And you won't have to drown your sorrows in root beer. Mind if I sit down?
Yes, actually.
I put myself in the semester of school that way, actually. Drinking contests, another blog.
You were at the funeral. You're the Morales
kid. I felt a little bad about taking the money from these drunk guys, but... Then I reasoned I was sort of like an agent of natural selection, you know? Teaching them a valuable life lesson about not spending so much time
in the office. Is there some medication you forgot to take today?
So here's the thing. You need to stop feeling sorry for yourself and get off your butt.
You need to go to hell.
Just where I'm headed, actually. I thought you might like to come along.
Ooh, does that line work on the girls where you come from?
We're going into Covenant space.
On what? Broomsticks?
We've got a ship.
You have a ship.
Everyone uses their gifts a little differently. Benji Wong, for instance, makes money. Lots and lots and lots of money.
Enough to buy a destroyer?
Enough to buy a 100-meter yacht and trick it out with everything an Oni spy ship has.
I'm lying.
I'm exaggerating.
How much?
Less than you think.
Why the hell should I believe you?
You don't have to believe me. Ask your friend, the AI.
Who's this we you keep talking about?
There are 16 of us, Walkaway Girl. 16 1.1s.
I'm not signing up for the newsletter, Kevin.
Three aren't much use. Darren got into substances, Jai's in jail, and Franny just doesn't give a damn. That leaves 13.
So how many of you got signed up for this ship of fools?
12.
You're kidding.
I'm very persuasive.
You left me for last. Should I feel honored? Or not so much?
Yeah.
You had me classed with the screw-ups. The don't-give-a-dams.
Yeah.
Why?
You've been living inside Jim and Gilly's world so long, Jan. I'm not sure if you quite understand what it looks like to...
The same?
The outside.
So what changed your mind about me?
You have certain assets I can't afford to ignore.
Like what? I mean, all I know is what my dad taught me. Probably the rest of you could wipe the floor with me.
As a soldier? Nah. Gladys says you're the best of all of us. And I believe her.
Gladys?
Hey, there had to be some upside to growing up with your parents. But you're right. Your ability to kick serious butt was not what riveted my attention.
Then... Oh... Durga.
Also, you're smarter than I thought you would be.
You sure know how to sweet talk a girl.
I don't want a kiss here, Jan. I'd lie for that. I want you to put your life on the line. Doesn't that seem to call for the dead level truth?
Yeah, okay.
I want to go deep into Covenant space. I want to do it for a purpose, and I want to do it without being under Section 3's thumb.
What if the Coveys aren't nice enough to wait for you to ship out?
I have contingencies.
Like?
Bunkers on every continent. 3 surplus pelicans. 1 in Switzerland, 1 in Chile, 1 in Mongolia. Warthogs within 3 clicks of 15 major shelloports. A stash of guns on a rooftop in old Mombasa. You want to hear more?
I had some practice on this part of the speech.
I had to work it up to get a couple of the others on board. So, I have an op I want to run deep into Covenant space. You.
I know a rogue AI with access to all kinds of intel and a burning desire to stay the hell away from direct Oni command.
Are you in?
Not yet.
How close?
Buy me another root beer and keep talking. Hey, Gladys. Gilly, what you up to?
Cooking!
Cleaning.
How domestic.
Hey, did you drop that fella off to catch his flight?
Yeah.
Well, now you eat dinner.
Yeah, I had dinner with Kevin Morales.
Yeah, I thought you had that look.
What look?
That wide-eyed, head-spinny look people get when Kevin finishes talking with them.
He's got a lot of forward momentum.
Did that little shoot tell you about the time he conned his way into the Pelican cockpit and did a strafing run when he was 7?
It was a commercial shuttle and he was 9, Gilly.
No strafing?
No.
He had a proposition. Not that kind of proposition. He wants me to go fight the Covenant with him.
Oh, boy. Kevin Prittney always has a plan. Are you going?
I think I have to.
Man, your father's gone. Just who are you trying to save?
Whoever's left.
That's it, they're here.